The problem is, who designs the systems? Do systems design themselves? No. Systems are programs. Only people are programmers. And if you have an individual like the one I described, who is the programmer, what kind of systems will that person design? And then when things don't work out well, they won't look necessarily at the inside paradigm of their head and heart. Instead, they'll go into cosmetic quick-fix approaches and perhaps try to psych people up or to get them into what I call the personality ethic of learning the human relations techniques or the public relations techniques on how to create the right image about yourself, or teach them PMA, positive mental attitude, so that they can have a better fundamental attitude. But the problem isn't that at all. The problem is bad systems. So unless you really work on influencing the designers that may represent only 5% or 2 or 1% of an entire organization, in helping them to understand the paradigm, they may continue to perpetuate win-lose systems, systems that spawn competition, adversarialism, rather than reinforce and, in a sense, be fully in alignment with the underlying principles, the natural laws that you have at the center of your organization.